know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. Floor Dominion Tower, downtown Hampton, recorded live at fucking NecroCon 16. It's the Expensive Cheese Cheap Cracker Podcast with your hosts, Wicked and Doss.
Apparently, this is still the old intro. People at home won't know that.
They don't know that shit. It's fine.
Yep.
Did you mic me off? Could you hit a slider all the way down? What are we doing?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, because this is bank 9 through 16.
Oh.
Also, that's only affects what I can hear out these headphones.
Oh, okay.
It's not affect what
I'm
recording.
So I'm good. I'm lit.
We're good.
Okay.
See? If I go to here? Yeah.
Still. Oh, it's just displays. Got you. Yes. Got you. All right. So welcome to the show. Besides me being confused and wowed by fucking technology,
man.
Technology. How, like magnets. How the fuck they work?
Just stumped everybody.
Just because I placed a fucking ICP on the show last week.
But no. Fucking welcome to the show. Yes, we're coming to you live from NecroCon 18. 19. NecroCon teenage years.
NecroCon 2016, motherfucker.
Oh,
I'm talking about years.
2016. Ah. Oh, okay, so now we're gonna backpedal. I can't count, man. And not staff this shit for like the past 3 years. Everyone got it wrong. Fuck it.
I was going by years.
Yeah, we are talking to that are not mic'd up right now. My boy Hickey and goddamn Tonka killing the game, telling us like, yo, pointing the badges and shit. Like, bruh, hold up. Yeah, no. And also Todd told us about oxygen displacement because we're talking about vaping in the suite, as it were.
Actually, hold on. We got to take a break. We got to come back in a second.
Uh-oh.
And we back.
Yeah, we back. All right. Now we'll actually be able to hear these two sultry boys talking in the background.
The sultry boys. Mm.
You are boys. I'm not misgendering you, am I?
Don't even get me started. I'm trying not to get triggered at this convention.
me and C-Money have been going at it about fucking politics and fucking the whole special snowflake fucking shenanigans. It's been beautiful the past fucking 24, 30 hours. Because C-Money's in town doing illustration work. Yeah. So he's crashing at Stuff and Things Studios. And
God damn, y'all got a lot of...
Dude, he said we have a, what is it, a hostel or some shit going on.
Y'all need to set up.
Yeah, no, that's what it was. He said,
y'all need to set up y'all's official Airbnb application, dog. Yeah,
apparently, because right now we've had Archie and Canadian Import and fucking we got roommate Christina and now we got C Money. We have Hatchet and Fox Petite there now as well. So everybody in the crib.
I don't really count Christina because she's living there as a resident.
Yeah, Kayskina is a resident of Stuff and Things. But yeah, we have a shit ton of people that have come through in the past like 2 weeks crashing.
So you just got like air mattresses everywhere.
No, just we have an air mattress, a pullout, and couches.
Ah, there you go.
See, we classy motherfuckers. And we have a pullout in the garage if it was warm enough.
At least you have pullouts and you are that classy and not like, hey, I got a futon.
No, fuck futons.
Hey, man. Hey. as a person who slept on that pullout, might as well have a goddamn futon.
No, that the pullout in the fucking studio itself is terrible.
Yes.
It's bombed out and depleted. The one in the garage is nice, but it's in the fucking garage.
But could you swap the mattresses?
Nuh-uh. It's bigger. The one in the studio actually is like a two-seater. The one in the garage is a
full size.
Yeah. So, but now past that, We're gonna get into this week because we actually did a week. This is a week back to back. We're almost back on that horse dead at it.
Yes.
Wicked, what you been up to this week?
I ain't done shit.
That's my boy. Still gamping for the blood.
Yes, still gamping for the blood. I do want to talk about some stuff that I didn't talk about last week. I didn't think about it.
Oh, what's up?
Got my girl to watch Nightmare on Elm Street 2. I should ask people to say a prayer for.
Oh fucking Christ! That is the worst one.
Yes,
the dumbest shit possible.
Yeah, normally
you guys have seen Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
Yes, immediately took my hat off.
Normally, a lot of times, what I'll do is I'll just watch 1, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah,
because two don't need to be there.
It's not there.
It doesn't exist actually.
Wow, it's not Friday the 13th. Where you what the Manhattan?
I mean, technically.
That one was like, dude, come on,
man. Crystal Lake kids got to go to Manhattan, dog.
Fuck.
come on. If as a black man, if you're near Jason Voorhees, you try to shadow box him, right?
Nah, what?
Y'all want to shadow box Jason Voorhees?
Box Jason Voorhees, fuck that shit. But no,
why would you do that?
Because Manhattan, fucking Friday the 13th, man. It was the 80s. It was a crazy time. Was it actually, 80s? Or was it 90s?
I had to be on the cusp. Because Kane Hodder actually went on Arsenio Hall in full regalia.
Oh, fuck yeah. As Junior Bomber lets us know, the archaic ancient call of
our... We old. We fucking Arsenio old. Hall's, yeah. What up? Arsenio, but no, he went in like full, like, didn't say anything, just stared at Arsenio.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
It was like, great TV.
Yeah. Besides making her suffer.
But we also watched... What's that furry movie, dog?
Oh, Zootopia.
We watched Zootopia.
I can see what he talked about. It.
Furry movie?
Yes, it's a furry movie.
It's a furry movie. Certified fur classic.
Certified fur fresh.
No, I've seen it. I just never linked those two things.
You never linked it again? Come on, man.
I try to stay as far away from furries as I can.
But you watched that movie and enjoyed it, didn't you?
Something about animals and people trying to be animals and bestiality, it just freaks me out.
Yeah, but watched the movie.
Who won the battle of the cypher furs?
It's on Netflix, bro. Like,
it is?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I got to watch it with Miss Truth.
Oh, you haven't seen that?
No, I have, but she hasn't.
Now I can't watch it. Son of a bitch.
I can't.
Nothing against furries and furdom, but, you know, it's your bag. Disclaimer. But your furries, I mean, just like I'm a fucking rollerblader and an art fag, like,
is a little bit different than screwing a rollerblader and screwing a dog.
He doesn't require Miss Truffin doesn't require him to keep the rollerblades on while he do it.
But if she did, no one would judge you.
No, you're right.
I would.
For banging a chicken rollerblades, what up, man?
No, if it was the other way around, if you had to win.
Why not? I mean, that's easy momentum.
That's cool. Some radical cool. Sex right there. Cool.
Exactly. It's right. Extreme. Spell.
Think
X-T-R-E.
About the grind we really get in.
Oh, yo, what up?
That Jet Set Radio.
Oh, Jet Set Radio.
This guy hasn't even played Jet Set Radio.
I have you not. That's an Xbox original.
Have you even seen Brink? Come on, bro. I've seen
Brink. Bro, do you even Brink, though?
Bro, whatever.
I love how we all, like, we're racing to make that joke.
But no, fucking Zootopia.
Soul with, Skaters.
Dude, Soul Skaters. No, man, do it for the love. Team Puppet Suds. What up? Are you Team Puppet Suds or Team X-Blaze?
Bruh, Team Puppet Suds all the days. All the days.
What kind of HR Puff and Stuff bullshit we got going on here?
I ain't no fucking sellout. Underground
Black Ranger in it. That broke his leg. Like, before the
sell out to the mainstream.
Oh, my God. We need that Dorito Mountain Dew money now, though.
That Blade
need
that Mountain Dew money.
You got old niggas not uploading on fucking YouTube for Blading at Home still.
That's like the rollerblading version of Rad.
Yeah, no, Rad is his own thing.
Yeah.
Rad is his own fucking thing. And, God, what is it? Gleaming the Cube.
That sounds like a fucking sex move.
It does. I gleam the cube, dog.
Tony Hawk. Was he like 12 years old in that movie? Like,
yeah.
Tony Hawk?
No, he was a teenager because he was a piece of delivery dude.
Yeah, he had like... The most ridiculous outfit. Yeah,
dude, it was the New Wave outfit. Yeah. It was the New Wave outfit with the fucking McSqueeb fucking hairdo, like super...
He just fucking died in your arms tonight?
But yeah. It's funny because it's coming back. So now you're looking at him like...
That flock of seagulls should have been left in the past, huh?
No, man. Flock got to come back. It's coming back from time winter.
Fucking
winter
fuck time. It's out for the winter.
Time winter.
Time winter. That's what it is. Boy, I'm tired. No, so...
Dyslexic much.
I have Lysdexia. Thank you very much.
Same here. Sorry.
That also sounds like a sexy move.
That sounds like a type of blowjob.
I get that. Lysdexia.
Oh my God. I want you to walk up to a chick tonight talking and just say, yo, what's up with Lysdexia? Yeah. And if she's, like, Lysdexia? She's like, okay. And then you're going to be like, Doss, I found her.
She wants some Lysdexia.
It's like, shit.
Well, I still don't understand what that means, but she wants some.
All I know is I got to go to a gumball machine to get me a ring to wife this girl.
Why would you get a ring out of a gumball?
You got to wipe her up ASAP, man.
Yeah. You ain't got time to go to fucking K Jewelers, dog.
Dude, 25 cents.
But like,
right
the
there.
Gumball machine gives you gumballs, but the little trophy...
But it's the same machine.
It's all over the gumball machine.
It's the same machine.
No, when you get one of them little cases that used to have the putty.
On the show.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, those things, they don't come down and spin around for a million years while you're waiting for your gumball to get to the bottom.
All gumballs don't do that.
Most of them do.
That's the real big novelty ones.
That's the problem. Yeah.
The small ones.
What kind of neighborhood did you grow up in?
I'm talking about the ones in the grocery store.
All of our gumballs took 10 minutes to get to the bottom.
Dude, we are going to about fucking gumball machines.
No, man, the ones at the grocery store don't do that shit.
Who buys gumballs at the grocery store?
We do. Poor people, what up?
Nah, bro.
Get a handful of them.
Poor people.
All of our gumballs took forever to get
to the bottom. Just put a quarter in and turn twice.
No, you got to put a quarter in.
Get that fucking gumball look like a watermelon?
Gumballs.
You put a quarter in, then you do one real fast, and then you put another quarter in, and then if it catches it, you don't eat the first one because it's too light. And it's probably drugs.
This dude hustling gumball machines.
The gumball
hustling. You just drop science with so much knowledge on the list.
There is a PDF written here.
Dude, we need to write the PDF right now. How to hustle, how to swing.
You never know what's in those gumballs.
It's true facts.
If one gumball catches the other gumball on the same slope.
Man, drugs are expensive. They are not expensive.
Gumball machines for a cover.
I'm just saying, man. Would you trust it?
You're like one of those parents that are like, look out for the ecstasy pills in your kid's Halloween bag. Actually, that happened. That happened this Halloween. Kit Kat bar in fucking New York.
What neighborhood was that? That should have been there.
They put super strong muscle relaxer that people are taking, the yellow one, that like makes you like numb to the fucking world. They shoved it in a Kit Kat bar. And the parents found it because they were combing over the kids' candy with a fine-tooth comb like a good parent.
I think
would.
The parents planted that shit.
Dude, yeah, and they said they found a partially torn wrapper and reported to the news because they were like, what the fuck is this? Because they know what the pill was. And they were like, oh, yeah, that's that.
We live in a day and age. People call the news before they call the cops.
But here's the thing. Yeah, is like, I have a six-year-old, right? And he went trick-or-treating.
Yeah, did you check his candy?
And so, no, I didn't check his candy. And everybody's like, you better check
only the shit he ate himself.
Yeah. You're going to come home, your kids will be eating a roll of sweet tarts, tripping balls.
I mean,
Daddy, I can smell colors.
I can see sounds.
You're gonna be playing in the room, like, man, this feels so good.
now why is my dick hard right now?
I didn't even know I had a bone down there.
Daddy, what is a pacifier? Like, you haven't had that for 3 years.
I think I need it tonight. Yo, Daddy, play yourself some DJ Glow Sticks right quick. What up?
The lights are dragging.
I thought we retired him.
We never retired those six.
No. He's got DJ at Friendsgiving, dog.
Dude, he's doing Friendsgiving. Remember, it's still going down.
Yeah, it's going down.
Still going down.
We need to make an event page.
Miss Truffin didn't know it was still going down. Apparently, she didn't know we planned this. Oh. I'm like, how drunk were we?
Miss Truffin also didn't invite me to your party. I'm still salty about that party.
Oh, shit. She might have to show me back.
Uh-oh.
I never get invited to any party.
Nigga, we don't know your schedule. All right. We don't know your schedule. Because the last time I checked, you were working, like, every weekend.
Last time I got invited to a party, I fully expected to go, but I was going to hitch a ride with Jeff, and he was busy coughing up blood in the hospital. Ruining everything.
Coughing up blood, you taste
a scene and shit, just like Jeff always does. Shout out to Junkyard, who's laid up right now and is missing his set tomorrow. I'm wondering, I'm interested who they're going to bring in.
They're not.
Nobody.
401k!
Tonka has left the building.
He's gone. Oh my god. But no, like,
2 cents for the doctor.
Hey,
wait, shit. The Jolly Brothers are gonna be busy tomorrow. Shit.
They're gonna be at Hopson.
They ain't gonna be on the
stage.
They're
not even on the fucking bill. No, they ain't on the bill.
Are they warm up back? Or in between act?
Maybe. They're just in the crowd passing out Molly.
No, they're not. They're passing out pamphlets.
They're passing out chick tracks.
Yes.
They're sure as shit not checking IDs.
But no. So
Must the show always evolve into the Jolly Brother hate hour?
Dude, what up? We could. But no.
Yeah, we can do a whole hour? I love that.
Yeah.
No. All right. So my
do you want to be? Do you want to be their glow girl?
No.
You probably screwed one of their blood girls, though.
We don't talk about
what?
I don't kiss and tell.
Yeah, you do.
On recording. Hey.
But no, so my week has been uneventful, a lot of school bullshit. We got released FEMA aid. I don't know if I said that last.
No.
It just happened this week.
No, you were pleading to Norfolk last we talked.
And apparently Obama heard it because he signed in the statement that it was a fucking extreme emergency or whatever fuck it is, national emergency, whatever.
Natural disaster.
Natural disaster was Hurricane Matthew, and we are part of the affected area now as of this week. So my claims that went to the city, like me and my friend's claims, are now falling under.
Bumped up?
Yeah, they're bumped up because we filed the claims before it was declared national disaster. We're supposed to get letters this week saying that, okay, we're going to give y'all money. Okay, we're going to give y'all some of the money. Or we can give y'all shit. But the letter didn't come this week, even though I was told by the investigator last week that it was supposed to be shipped out Monday and get everybody Wednesday.
Thanks, Virginia.
Yeah, but no, the good thing is that since we got federal aid, like since it's natural disaster, they released federal aid to cover repair, cost repairs and shit like that. So hopefully your boy get that nice check and fucking fix the blown out rear windshield, actually have another windshield again. Finally, because right around the tarp is not gangster.
You don't want
to tell you that much.
But actually, you real big.
Gangster. It is. I'm hood rich.
Gangster.
Yeah. Dude, no, but.
You might as well cut that top off.
There you go.
But dude, chop top.
Soft top. You already got part of it.
Oh, if it wasn't for Louisiana and New Orleans, I mean, you could probably buy a Bentley because they were just giving money out to everybody. And now they're a little bit more scrupulous when it comes to money.
Yeah, but my thing is, I'm like,
that's stop using words I don't fully understand.
Oh my god.
Scrupulous?
They got scroops, dog.
All the scrupulous.
1 second, I'm going to have a Google. I'm going to Google what that means.
But no, so.
Okay, Google, what is scrupulous?
Don't worry, if I spell it wrong, Google will fix it.
Yeah, that's right. But no, so hopefully that means that I will get my money to repair my car. So that means, like I said, the dream is still there. Fuck, and apparently, found out from somebody today, friend of the show, that they have a friend that works for a paint shop and does full body, like, fucking sand primer paint shit for $800.
It ain't Mako, is it?
It ain't Mako.
All right.
It ain't fucking Mako. But $800 for full fucking paint job. And by the way, that friend of the show just got a fucking yellow Miata.
Hey.
And what almost stands fucking large fucking rims. I'll show it to you later in the parking
lot. Please do.
But, scrupulous.
I fucking love you so much.
I understand what you mean now.
We're gonna put that.
You're paying more attention to detail. That's what it means. Just in case anybody else out there is dumb like me.
You're not dumb. You know what the word meant, but you weren't sure.
I really had no fucking clue.
Just go with it, man.
Look, man.
You ain't gonna let people know you unlearned.
I'm educated.
But no, okay.
I don't graduate high school.
Sorry,
bro. So, sophomore year. Screw high school. No.
Oh my god.
Seriously, though, I did drop out.
But no, so besides that shit, went to see fucking Doctor Strange last night. If you ain't seen that shit, go fucking see it.
On
it is a, no, please don't. It is a trippy ride.
I might go see it tomorrow. We're close to Cine Bistro. We might make a
deal. Yeah, you guys go watch it. Seriously, like
anybody right now? Let's go right now.
No, and watch it in 3D. No, we watch it in 3D.
Fucking watch these people anyways.
Oh,
I'm one of those for opening. We'll be
already. Yes, because they built it around 3D. Like they honestly built the movie effects. Because
it's listening to him for the last new, 7 hours. The
fucking new 3D shit. Remember, it's more for death and four shit coming at you. So the way they layered the fucking effects, it's a thing of beauty. And like you trip with the first visual sequence. The first visual sequence is like a fucking acid trip. And it is awesome.
Easily. No.
Oh, I know that was.
Oh my god. Okay, and also we're gonna mention shout out to a DJ who I'm not naming yet because actually no, I've talked about this I've talked cash money shit about this DJ already for Tip Jar. So we're just calling him Tip Jar.
Tip Jar.
We're gonna call him Tip Jar on the show for now.
Polo Tang Tang.
Yeah, Polo Tang Tang. Tip Jar apparently is rocking Con Funk on day one.
Nah, Con Funk ain't even touching this.
What? I don't know, man.
This is like when the T virus actually hit Raccoon City.
So here's the thing, man. So he's
Tip Jar, Raccoon City represent.
DJing outside, right? We outside, right? We in the smoking lounge outside, full of vapors,
just a bunch of different
and cigarettes and all different types. And the wind is blowing, right? It's a pretty nice little breeze, enough to where I have to have a jacket on over and a hood over my head because I'm a little chilly. And I still smell him. How I still smell it. Across the decks. Not even next to you. I'm like across the decks. I'm like, ooh, that just hits that onion. Just hits you.
See, your boy got new bags fresh today because I normally shower at night and fucking start my day fresh. But today I was like, I'm going to shower as soon as I get to the fucking hotel. Checked the fucking Hampton Inn and fucking took my nice long luxurious shower because I always love showering at hotels because it's like, You don't got to wash this shit, and I just dyed my hair. So now I've blessed another fucking hotel towel.
Wash with them sweet, sweet tiny soaps.
Dude, no, I bring my own soap. Fuck that. I like my own soap.
Never use hotel soap.
Yeah, dude, that shit dries out your skin, baby. Yeah. I can't do it.
I do use bar soap, though.
But no, there's good bar soap. There's good bar soap.
I can't use body wash.
Why not?
I'll get boils.
Oh, fucking shit.
My skin is really sensitive. And no, it's because body wash doesn't, like...
Where'd you get your shit from, Moses?
No, seriously, like, I've tried a bunch of different body washes, but, like...
You just ain't got it in your body, can't take it.
Yeah, I don't... It's just because it doesn't...
Is it the fragrance and dyes and stuff?
I don't know. My doctor just said... He just said start using freaking regular bar soap.
And it's been working out since then.
Yeah.
You got that unscented or is it scented?
No, my bar soap is scented.
We use unscented because the other half of my bomberness... She can't use like everything.
Bro, when I mean I have
scented, man.
I have scars. Scars.
Shit.
Let's go round robin. What kind of soap everybody use?
Yo, what up? Motherfucking Old Spice.
Yeah.
I got that Dove unscented bars.
All boys.
Irish Spring.
Whatever's in the shower.
Bars.
Whatever's in the
shower. I got bars. You got them Jolly Bars?
And fucking Hickey's like, whatever's in the shower. Whatever Miss Hickey has on tap.
She has quite the smorgasbord of.
I believe
you look that one.
She's got a nice collection. Yeah, look that one.
See, I don't go for the Dove bars that are sitting in there from Miss Kate Nesbro.
No. She
I just smell like raspberries and shit.
Dude, no.
I just tried to spell smorgasbord and
expensive stuff. The real expensive stuff from Lush. You ever been there?
Oh, God, yes.
The shit, it costs like $50 we got bath bombs and all that shit, man.
That's how you spell this?
Does she have the blood or black bath bomb yet?
I'm pretty sure she does.
Those are Lush doesn't sell.
It's Halloween. We got
no. Lush, no. Lush doesn't sell it, but you can order it. So actually, for Christmas, if you don't listen to the show, look for them because they've been sold out every time they've been restocked.
Are you doing a plug for
I'm
Lush?
Doing right a plug. No, Lush doesn't make them.
No, actually. You want to impress your girl? Get them fragrant Jewels bath bombs.
Ooh.
They got a ring inside of them.
Lush, man.
Ooh.
So as they're taking their little bath, they foam and jewelry pop up.
I ain't trying to.
Nah, see, that's the thing, though, man. If you taking a bath bomb, all of a sudden ring pops up, you're like,
what do you do? No.
This can't answer. Put that bitch on fucking Instagram. You don't talk to him. It's been like
a year.
I love you, babe.
It ain't been a year. And she was like, look, everybody, just no caption. Her hand with a fucking ring. And I'm like, I'm gonna have to have a fucking nigga venture right now for my boy. Like this is, I'm gonna tell him pump his brake a little bit. Like I know he love her and whatnot. But too soon.
She got four of them bitches.
Like no, because she just put a picture. Imagine like you just a chick, just chick's hand with a ring on it, no caption, and you know who her boyfriend is.
Nah, bro, I learned a lot this year from the people around me about getting married early.
Oh yeah, now you know. Yeah, you know.
No.
You should have known from jaded former married people.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah, but but insurance benefits though. That Obamacare ain't covering shit.
No, because we got fucked under expansion. And I've been over this multiple times. That shit sucks.
I don't care why.
But yeah, it's broken. Shit's broken. But what time is it?
We are at 24.
We're
at fucking 22. Yeah. We want to break it.
And, we can.
All right, we're breaking and come back. We're gonna throw it to my song. Okay. Gonna throw my song. Right. It's DVP by Pup. From Canadian Land.
You already played it out.
And I'll play it again.
You son of a bitch.
Just looking bleak and I said,
We back. We're too short.
Too short. Not like my favorite fucking rapper.
I can never get into Too Short.
Dude, he's not my favorite fucking rapper, but he made some great shit. All right.
Very ignorant.
But no, so all right. Tonka and Hiki have left the building for now.
Yes.
But so it's just the three amigos.
To get Everclear.
They want to go clear their heads.
They want to go get clear.
Yes.
But no,
They want to go listen to Santa Monica, maybe a Father of Mine.
Oh my God.
Father of Mine.
No.
Want to watch the world die, man.
No, so all right, fucking Unabomber.
Yes.
We don't have Mr. Sweat himself up here.
So we do not. This is another episode that I am another trying one. To chip in another his, one. His lead right now.
Well, no, man. Fucking. All right. So, how have things been going at work? Has the madness calmed down for the rating shuffle? Because I talked to my first class buddy, someone I was in with before I got out. He said that advancement exams are going away officially in 2018.
Yeah.
And I asked him flat out, I was like, so what does that mean for Chief? And he just hit the hardest shrug I've ever... He hit the recruit salute so fucking hard. He was like, oh, no.
That
like,
seeming shrug knows. Right there. Like, yeah.
Like, dude, just... I was like, so technically you could be the first, one of the first E7s and not a Chief. And he was like, I'm terrified. And I'm like, fuck.
So here's the thing, right? So, again, everything is speculation right now because nobody knows what the hell's going on. Right? So... the way they're talking about advancement exams going away, which, all right, so for people who aren't, well, I don't know, good test takers like myself, right?
Even though he's a fucking E6.
Yeah, but, I mean, I have 16 years in, I'm an E6. So
well, whatever.
Most people are chiefs by now, but here's the thing is like.
You're a chief of making them breakfast sandwiches.
Man, I made some burritos on Thursday again. Woo!
Man, one day I will have one.
Yeah.
One day.
So. Maybe Friendsgiving, I'll make some.
Dude, do it to bring it. Come in the morning so we can.
Just a platter.
Breakfast burritos.
A platter.
Breakfast burritos. We'll have a breakfast burrito station right there.
Yo,
made to order.
Do we? Right? we're buying
that's
you
it. That's too far.
We're buying him a chef hat.
Oh my fucking God! Man. But anywho,
you don't need to buy me one. I got one.
but anywho.
But so here's the thing: is like so what they're gonna be doing, what the talk is, and again, it's all speculation, yeah. Rumors, right? So what they're saying is that. Instead of taking a test even for chief, it's kind of like, all right, so for chief right now in the Navy, you take a test. If you are the past, you know, if you kind of like you know, for all the other ratings.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you get a certain score on your test and then you make the rank.
Yeah.
Well, here's if you make a certain score on your test, then you become board eligible.
And for those of you who don't know the board.
And then what they do is on the board, for Chiefs board, they look at all of your records, and they rank everybody who has the best record compared to other people, and then they set a cutoff list, and everybody that made it above the cutoff list makes Chief, and everybody below, see you again next year.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, the selection is supposed to be done from, as far as I remember, Chief Senior Rate, right?
Chief Senior Rate, Mass yeah. Chief Senior Rate, usually. So here's the thing, is that it's going to suck for them.
Oh, yeah.
Because...
They have no power anymore.
Well, they have power. It's the same shit.
Oh, serious? Oh, it's just selection. There's no test.
Well, there's no test. So now every record is going to be looked at. Before only people that scored well on the test get looked at. Now
shit.
Everybody's record is going to get looked at. So it is going to throw people completely, like, because there are some people that probably have amazing records that just aren't good test takers.
Yeah.
Right? Those people are now going to have a chance, and they're going to be thrusted up. It'll all be based on points, which if you go to Chiefs board, is already based on points anyway. Mm-hmm. So for the people that can't take this, I'm not a very good test taker. Like, I really have to study
I am a rat test taker.
That's one of my few skills.
Yeah.
Standardized tests are the only reason I passed through elementary school. Yeah. What up?
No. The funniest shit to me still is I had to break it down to my new psychologist. I mean, I got my re-up on my meds, so I'm no longer, like, running out of meds. Like, oh, shit, I got to go to the VA. So I'm a new psychologist, and... Oh, fuck. Where was I going with it? We were talking about tests. We were talking about advancement. Oh, test taking. All right. So I had to explain to him. I was like, look, he was like, so what'd you get out as? I'm like, just an E4. And he looked at me. He was like, how did you do 6 years and get out as an E4? What was your rate? I was like, I was a sonar tech. He's like, okay. Well, I was like, I made sure I was getting out in 6 years. I was like, I purposely failed my fucking exams. I was like, I missed one on purpose. I Christmas tree one. I was the first person at my command in history that Christmas treed an advancement exam.
What does that mean?
That means I made a Christmas tree on the fucking Scantron.
Oh.
The whole way down. And when my chief found out,
is that a real term or is that something you just made up?
No, that's a real term. Yeah. Hey, if you getting out and you don't care, you Christmas tree the shit.
Yeah, I was
the
first one in my command to ever. It's apparently it was an urban legend until I did it. And so yeah, I wish I would have kept the Scantron, but the fucking they sent it off. I wouldn't take. I should have had a smartphone. No way, I would have gotten in trouble if I have a smartphone on the ship. But no, so then there was the last one, like my chief, who's now senior chief. He was like, look, gave you another fucking MP eval, which is must promote, which is a solid test taking eval. Like, you got some good points going into the game. And he was like, gave you an MP. Don't make me regret it. I was like, all right, so I'm going to actually try. And I tried my damnedest without studying for like over 2 years, just doing my job. And I was with my Army Accommodation Medal, MP eval, and I think I had a good conduct point.
Wait, so you were an E5 with a comm?
No, I was an
E4. E4 with a comm?
Yep.
Woo,
never given an EP. Never given an EP. Came back from Iraq, and I got a P. My command fucking loved me.
Yeah.
But anyway, so fucking did the best I could. You know how much I missed my advancement by? At fucking,
like 0.5,
I think 11% advancement for E5, 2 points. you want to talk about digging? My divisional officer chief and LPO,
they look for everything.
They're like, you got to have a point somewhere. You got to have an advanced point somewhere. I was like, nah, baby, we tried. Good game, fellas. I'm done.
It'd be one of those things that where if you wanted to continue, you'd be so heartbroken.
Yeah, but I was not. And the funny thing was, I could have passed. I went back and changed 3 answers when I finished it up. I was like, all right, this was good enough. Like, I knew a lot more shit than I apparently remembered.
Yeah.
It's like, we got to fuck this up. And I still haven't told him yet. And if you listen to this fucking show, I'm boned.
Enter.
Someone's at the door. Knock at the studio door.
Who is it? Just let people in.
Is it Ms. Trufin? No? It's C-Money.
Oh,
C-Money. Back in the set to be. What up? But, so... Yeah, I went back and changed 3 questions, and that's how I missed it by 2 points.
That's how you missed it.
Yeah, and everybody's like, nobody from my command knows. They just know, like, oh, man, Avant tried, you know, at the end to rally.
He tried so hard and got so far.
That was magical.
We used to do that all the time on the show.
Yeah.
We used to do a lot. Like, go listen to old episodes. We did a lot of singing.
But no, so that was my way. That was my out. And yes, I was an E4 with accommodation. I was a sonar technician with engineering watch quals. I was a topsider with engineering watch quals and a shit ton of damage control qualifications. I was on at sea fire party, and I was also on the hose team for helicopter fire firefighting.
Damn right, you're on a hose team,
dude. Always on a hose team.
See, that's the funny thing is because you got a comm as a third class,
an army comm.
So. I'm
an Iraqi campaign medal.
Yeah, I'm an E6. I have 3 comms.
Yeah,
3 comms. I have 1 Navy comm and 2 joint comms. Right.
Yeah.
I have the highest medal of any enlisted person in my command.
But
that's it. That's it. There ain't nobody that.
Bragging.
Yeah. We have a master chief. He has 1 comm. That's it. And yeah. I have 3 comms. And they're salty. They're like, how is the first class? Blah, blah.
No. And that's why you looked at me. You're like, how the fuck do you have a comm as an
E4? That's what I'm saying.
Because
I
volunteered. I jumped. Oh, I told you how I got to Iraq, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, completely jumping the chain of command.
Yeah.
That's what apparently fucked my career. Because my senior chief, chief that was senior chief before I left, had it out for me because it was like you completely circumvented the chain of command. Because I told you a story before, right, Wicked Child?
I don't think so.
Basically, smoking area, hanging out my first class, just fresh out the fucking psych ward and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just talking about IA. And I was like, what the fuck is, bless you? I was like, what the fuck's an IA? And they're like, independent augmentee. I was like, what the fuck does that mean? They're like, you basically become a soldier. Because the army doesn't have enough fucking soldiers to do their shit overseas. I was like, oh, that sounds like an easy way to die. I want to do that. And they're like, you just got out the psych ward. You're not doing it. I was like, but it would be cool if I could though, right? And they're like, it was one of my first class mentors. He was like, yeah, you might want to slow down, man. I'm like, oh, man, it's fine. I had a good run. And he was like, and I went and talked to my chief about it. And he was like, no, I wrote you an impact statement. I'm like, what the fuck's an impact statement? Impact statement, for those of you who are in the military, to our listeners, it's what is written up by your superior, and you will never know about it to say that this is why we can't let you go. He basically wrote my impact statement to say the whole front end of the ship would fall off if I left the command. And I was like, oh, fuck, like, but I want to go. And he was like, nah, too late. I already wrote the statement. So I'm like moping around. I was like, I should go fucking. All these people, like, they told me the list of E4 and E5s they wanted to send for my command. And I was like, but they got kids. They got a kid on the way. They're married. They're engaged. So what I got? I ain't fucking married. I ain't got no kids. I have no future prospects, fam.
You ain't married at that point?
No. What's the name? I was like, I have no future prospects whatsoever. I can go die out there. And everyone that heard me talk about it, I was like, there's something fucking.
Is that her?
Yes, that's her. I was saying, really, like, there's something fucking wrong with Petty Officer Avant. Like, he
petty.
Right. Like, that boy ain't right in the head. And so, sure enough, I had been bitching enough about it, where the fates fucking parted the clouds. Like, we're going to hook you the fuck up, fam. And the XO was outside talking to Command Master Chief on the smoking area. The joys of hanging out on the smoke deck on a cruise, yep, on a fucking cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
All ranks mingle.
I think that's any ship, though. Or
no,
any,
no, no,
no. Okay.
Big decks.
Big
decks.
Well,
they,
like,
separated.
In like, my command, Master Chief, you know, OIC, CO, they all smoke in the same smoke pit.
As fucking E4s, yep, and E5s. And
that's E5s. That's a lot of jobs, though. Yeah.
But yeah, no, like, this is the funny, yeah, part, though. Like, they're smoking, the XO is just losing
it. Hey, them cancer sticks, man, they're a great equalizer.
Yeah, it is. It's the ultimate. It is the greatest equalizer. But so, the XO and Master Chief at the time, they were like, the XO's losing shit. It's like, everybody's fucking submitting impact statements, and my ears perked up. I'm like, I know what that is. And he was, and like, the first classes, both of my first class mentors were in there in the smoking area, and they were like, don't. And I'm like, and he's like, they're about fucking impact statements, and nobody wants to fucking send one damn body from this command to go. And you mean tell me there's nobody? Nobody wants, there's nobody anybody wouldn't mind seeing going, leaving to go to Iraq right now. Not a single fucking soul. Are you fucking serious, Master Chief? Master Chief was like, I mean, sir, apparently. You know, because Master Chief, like, what the fuck? He ain't going to throw the enlisted under the bus.
And then your little light bulb went off.
No, not even light bulb. The look. I shot my first class as a look. And they're just like, don't. Don't. And I'm like, I'm going to. And they're like, don't. And they're like, well, you didn't see us here. And I just walked up to XO. I was like, excuse me, sir. And, like, saluted. And he did the whole, like, whatever, like, half-ass salute. Because old XO, old, yep, fucking commander. And Master Chief was like, oh, Petty Officer Vaughn, how's it going? Because Command Master Chief knows about all his list of folk. He knows I'm the problem child of the weapons department. Because I've been the fucking, what is that? I've been a DRB twice. Mm-hmm. I've been hospitalized for suicide attempt. Like, but I was a great technician. Yeah. So fucking, they're like,
good at your job, just not good at life.
Yeah, you're a perfect seller, like, type shit. It's like, we can keep you in here forever. But so, he was like, oh, how's it going, Petty Officer Vaughn? You know, everything all right? I'm like, yeah. It's like, well, I couldn't help over here. You guys look for somebody to go to Iraq. And then the XO, like, he was looking out at the water, and then he turns at me finally. He's like, yeah, we've been looking for a sailor to go to Iraq. I'm like, yeah, well, I'm just letting you know I'm okay with it. And it was like, really? And they both, like, the Command Master Chief jaw dropped. I think I almost dropped a cigarette. And I was like, I do not mind going. He was like, well, why wouldn't you mind going? And in my head, I'm like, just tell him you're trying to die, fam. Tell him you're trying to go out on a high note. And fucking,
I want,
like,
that purple heart.
No. The thing was, my reason for going is the best selfless sounding piece of bullshit. Well, sir, you know, there's so many people in my division, you know, they're newly married or they're engaged, and you know, a lot of E5s have kids. You know, I don't have any kids, and I'm not married or looking to get married anytime soon, sir. So I'm just like, you know, I'm just throwing my hat in the arena. I'm willing to, you know, volunteer.
All I got to worry about is myself and my country, sir.
Yep, and
I'm a petty officer for the world, for the family. Save the family's lives.
He fucking lit up. He was just like, he actually looked down at my name. He was like, Petty Officer Vaughn, Sonar Tech, STG-3. Yes, sir. Roger that. And Matthew looked at me like, what have you done?
In his mind, he's like, you motherfucker.
No. And so, fast forward all of 3 minutes, I go back to the smoking area, and my two mentors are in there looking at me like, dude,
motherfucker.
Like, dude, you don't know what you've done. I'm like, we'll see what happens. Because that's my life. We'll see what happens.
And what are you going to do? Throw me off the side of the boat?
Yeah, it's like, dude, I want to jump.
What are you
going
to do? Send me to Iraq?
No. So, fucking, you don't know, Wicked. For an independent augmentee, you can volunteer or you can get voluntold. Most sailors get voluntold.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the only volunteers because I was like, family, I'm trying to fucking die. Like, I would go out as a martyr. My family name will forever be etched into history.
Like a Bon Jovi plays in the background, yeah, you know, Blaze of Glory.
Like, I was like, dude, it's like, we can, I can make suicide look like a very noble thing.
Like, and Lieutenant Dan and Forrest.
Yeah. That's basically how it was. But no, so.
He's our resident Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, not even 5 minutes later, over to 1MC, STG3 Avant, sonar control. I was like, uh-oh. And everybody on the smoke deck looked at me. Basically, they knew that your daddy calling you to the fucking woodshed.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's how, that's what the host eat. Fucking grown-ass men and women oohing like fucking school kids. Because we the Navy, goddammit. Yeah. And so I go upstairs, and fucking, I go in there, and it's just my chief. Mm. And I'm like, oh. And he's like, so this is what you're going to do? This is what you're going to do. You're just going to jump the entire chain of command. I talked to the XO. That's not the entire chain of command.
Usually the XO has an open door policy, though, right?
I'm trying to mumble that vape, dog.
Dude, no. A fucking open door policy is the biggest load of fucking bullshit in the military. Yeah, you can come to my door anytime.
Yeah.
But when your fucking supervisors find out you came to my door without coming to them first,
you about to stand
ass.
Tall.
Yeah, you stand by the standby, boy. Yeah. But so he's like, you fucking, you're just going to jump whole chain of command? All right, roger that, roger that. I didn't want you to leave the ship. I'm like, I couldn't stand my chief. He couldn't stand me. Like, not just because I was a piece of shit at the time, but because I didn't fucking like his style. Like, I didn't like the way he led. I didn't like the way he tried to fucking run the work centers, like, run a division. Like, not like, oh, I could do fucking better. I was like, dude, I don't think it's, just under the guise of, dude, I don't think it's supposed to happen like this.
No.
Like, we're not, as sonar techs in port, we're not supposed to be here at 6 o'clock at fucking night.
Nah,
all of our gear is off.
Yeah,
maintenance is done.
There's leaders like that everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I've had horrible chiefs. You're like seriously, go home. Like, don't you, can't go home and get laid. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
What is your issue?
Yeah, like, he was one of them motherfuckers. So. But so, I get to go to Iraq, fucking, and at the last minute, like I told, I love saying it, I was stopped. Like, I was like, all right, hugging, we're going to check out Norfolk. Okay, they get that. They actually handed me a plane ticket. I can make a break for it because I'm by myself and I'm just an E4 and I'm only 21 years old. Check in at the airport. I'm going back to California. I can fucking make a break for it and go UA.
Fucking LL Cool J going back to Cali plays in the background.
Dude, it was. I was listening to shit on my fucking Zoom. And like fucking.
Was that LL Cool J or was that Notorious?
No, that was
Biggie. It was Biggie.
You sure?
It was Biggie. Biggie. We're about to look it up.
Oh shit!
By the pull of Tonka and look this shit up.
Look it up.
Everybody's got phones.
No. C-Money's looking because he's California represent. But no, so like I'm
going back
to Cali. I get to fucking California, and then they're just like, "All right, you got to check in." Checked in. Another day later, go get your uniforms. I'm like, "This is like actually happening." Like I just attempted to commit suicide. Like
horrible.
I was like, I tried to kill myself, and you're letting me go, and fucking, and then I sit and I meet real crazy, fucking. They're like, hey, Petty Officer Vaughn, Petty Officer so-and-so, you got to go to the medical building for special screening tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And we're like, wait, what? And so I'm like, nigga, I made it. Like, no, you can't take this away from me. I'm not going back to that ship.
Nope.
And so we're sitting there, and this bitch is in a flight suit, second class, blonde hair ponytail, and the chichas are coming through the flight suit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fucking just.
The version of the song I'm thinking of is the LL Cool J version.
What up?
What's the original?
Biggie.
LL Cool J was before Biggie.
I would say, is
did
it?
They both do it?
It depends. Biggie did do Going Back to Cali, Strictly for the Weather.
They were different, actually different songs.
Yeah. But no.
The one I'm thinking of is Going Back to Cali, Styling, Profiling, Finally Realizing, She's Setting Me Up.
Going Back.
No, I'm thinking of a different song. I'm thinking of the one Seven Dust covered in the late
90s. Going Back to Cali. Go back to Cali.
Yes, I don't think so.
Yeah,
that's
no, that's yes, dude. That's your song for the day. Seven Dust going back to Cali. No, so fucking the funny shit was like I'm sitting there like she's in flight suit. I'm in fucking utilities. Yes, utilities,
yes.
Motherfuckers. You don't even know
love
the fucking the bus driver / janitor outfit.
I loved it.
It was comfortable.
I used to rock Dickies before I joined the Navy every single day. So you're telling me I'm going to join the Navy and wear Dickies every single day? Yes, please.
I hate blue, but I joined the Navy. That's my problem. No, so, all right, so I'm sitting there, this bitch in a flight suit, and you just hear, like I sit down, and I'm looking at my phone. I'm playing, like, Jazz Ball or some shit on a fucking flip phone, like
snake,
snake or brick breaker or bejeweled or some shit, and she's just like, and I just hear, and I look over, I'm like, the fuck, and she's just smiling at me, and I see her shoulders rocking, boobs jiggling, and fucking, I look down and she's elbowing the fucking shit out of the armrest, and I'm like, in a rhythm, just, and I'm like, hey, what's up? She's like, hi. I'm like, what up, killer? And she's like, so, hey, do you know the strongest striking points of the human body? And I'm like, no. She's like, elbows and knees. I'm just like, Lord Jesus, I done found a real crazy. Like, I thought I tried to kill myself and they stopped me, but she should have just given up, man. Like, this is, she needs to not go. She need to go back to her command and be separated.
But how turned on were you though,
dude? That's fucking hot. It was fucking hot. She was like fast. Like, we're not talking like, oh, like tapping like on a lunchroom table beating shit. No, she is striking the armrest in rhythm for like solid 20-30 seconds at a time, just to pass the time waiting.
Yeah,
she's hot. Fucking air crew.
You know the head game tight,
dude. No, she ain't have no ass. So.
That's why you gotta have head.
She had
man.
A flight suit on, man. The flight suit, you gotta remember, man. The flight suit hides the ass. It will show the boobs, but it hides the ass. It makes everybody have a flat ass. It, like, you know, like the Undertaker in WWF back in when WWF, he had a flat ass. Every woman has an Undertaker ass, is what I call it. Undertaker ass. That's what I call it.
But then you gotta zip down the flight suit to get them gadget boobs.
Get them go go gadget boobs,
dude. This girl, so no, like, so that's my whole, like, transition into psychosis, like, before I joined Iraq was I was already fucking crazy before I went there, and the funniest shit to me still is that the military was like, all right, you're crazy, send you to Iraq, come back, you're crazier. It's like, what the fuck?
We done fucked up.
And they're like, well, did you get through screening? And I was like, yeah, because I was having a great day, and they were like, but...
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, basically, that's my motto. And they were just like, all right, whatever, fuck it. And, man, this turned to fucking flashback on fucking Navy Day so hard. I'm sorry.
Give me a mic so Dawson can talk real quick.
All right, so just, I'm wrapping that. So
I got to grab a mic so I can get this guy to shut up for a second so I can tell him his girlfriend wants the car keys so she can go back.
I know, she's been texting me.
For the dance.
Yeah, she's been texting
me, too.
Yeah, but she's supposed to come up here.
She told me to come bring him to her.
Nigga, you just said that shit. You could have just tapped me on the knee.
I want to get the.
You gotta go.
Yeah, welcome, see money all the way from the West Coast, the best coast, coming over. Say hi.
I figure this is the only way he's gonna pay attention to me. And now I gotta go take his keys to his girlfriend.
And you dropped him, and you sober as a bird.
Or is he?
No, he doesn't drink.
I know. We tried to get him last. Well, not last time on the show, but. When last shows time, before, yeah, I tried to get him drinking.
And he was like, nah, we tried to peer pressure shit out of him, but he's a strong... Work. Look, he has made it through grad school and didn't drink under peer pressure, so I think he's solid.
I drank a couple times.
But you didn't drink under peer pressure, did it, so people would shut the fuck up. That's the difference.
I promised people I would drink
one. Yeah, yeah, y'all weren't drinking in that bar in New York?
Mm-mm. Mm. I was. I was drinking for the both of us. I was like, you ain't got no tab, don't worry. I'll cover it, baby. I'll give you a tab, too.
Alright, I'll be back.
Alright, see, money shall return. But
you don't need to go to the hotel to prepare for the dance. She just needs
tell
to
her I need the batteries from the hotel and I need the
I like how you're talking to Mike like the audience needs to hear this.
Tell her I need my camera batteries and my vape batteries.
If only there was this
magical
device. Why are you
gonna ask me to say text her? You're a piece of shit.
I was about to say, if only there was this magical device that you can write words and send them to people.
Over the fucking internet and air.
You motherfuckers ain't shit.
Hoo-cha.
That's,
you know what's funny about that? About you volunteering for Iraq is I volunteered as well.
But did you get to go on a voluntary basis?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So that when you had IA, right, was individual amity. That was when you went TAD from your command.
Yep.
At that same time, there was something called GSA.
Yep, that was first, yeah. That's where you can actually get stationed. You get
so
orders.
So that is what I did. And I'm
got real money.
So what happened? What happened? Well, I'm stationed here in Virginia, right? Shore duty. Enjoying life, right? Getting fat. I was I was a solid 265 pounds.
Woo!
As a 5'9 man about to get kicked out of the Navy. So I was like, all right, I need to make some life choices, changes, whatever. And
a few less breakfast burritos.
A few... It wasn't even breakfast beers at that point. We had these things called Super Pigs, and
Oh, shit.
Don't gloss over that. So, what is a super pig?
The super pig was the Roach Coach on Oceania.
We had the
super pig sandwiches.
Oh, shit.
Which was a hamburger bun.
With? Because I know the sandwich.
Two fried eggs.
Yep.
Yes, baby. Oh, two fried eggs, ham, pork chop, bacon, sausage, mayonnaise, Texas beet.
And how many did you have a week?
I had two a day.
He was crushing the game. His gains were fucking.
Oh, I had gains, but it was all my stomach gains. I didn't work out one day a week.
Oh, my God.
I didn't work out at all. I was just fat.
And then you decided to take them GSA orders.
Then I was like, you know, I need a change in life. So I took GSA orders, went to Iraq, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this change. Went to Iraq, and I ended up losing 100 pounds. It just so happens that you and I were in Iraq together. But
yep. That's still fucking insane.
Yeah, I did take.
So you.
And Q Sweat.
Mr. Sweat.
Yeah, we're all in Iraq. At the same fucking
same
time.
Same base.
Yep.
Same
base. Motoritaville, baby.
Yeah.
Balad,
same
Iraq.
Same base. Same time. But the same, like, so when
you're
I did.
You're special forces for it, right? You got to do the beard and bullshit.
Well, yeah. So I was doing detainee ops for three letters agencies and stuff like that.
Whoo, bruh. I don't envy that. I do not.
Why do you need my car keys?
I'm still home.
Uh-oh.
Why do you have to go home?
I forgot all of my makeup.
Oh. Shit.
Bum, 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 bum.
All right, hand off the car keys. I mean, but you. Oh, no, you're a VB. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I gave you my keys when I.
Dig in your pockets, fool. Stand up.
Okay, you better go down to damn Walgreens.
Up the right there.
I was about to say go to dealer's room.
Do dealer's room. I might need this.
I would say you could hit up Miss Trufin. She has all her makeup, if you don't mind. She's about to go to our hotel and get ready for the dance. If you want to use some of her makeup, you can ask her. Yeah.
What does that even mean, regular makeup? What kind of shit?
All right, we're going to put on pause because this is a long conversation.
Actually, no, we're just going to throw it to break.
Throw it to break.
Just throw the break.
Because we're already at fucking an hour.
All right, ish. Yeah, without songs. We're at an hour.
Yeah.
So we're going to throw to LL Cool J.
No, I thought we were going to throw Seven Dust.
Oh, Seven Dust.
Going back to Cali.
Going back to Cali.
Cali. Going back to Cali.
I don't think so.
Surprising, advising, realizing, she's sizing me up. Her bikini, small, heels, tall. She said she liked the ocean. She showed me a beach, gave me a beach, and pulled out the suntan lotion. I thought I was fast, but this girl was faster. She's looking for a real good time. I said, close your eyes, I got a surprise. And I ran away with a bottle of wine. I'm going back to Delhi. Going back to Delhi.
I don't think so.
I'm going back to Delhi. Going back to Delhi.
I don't think so.
I'm going back to Delhi. Going back to Delhi.
No, man, I don't think so.
I'm going back to Delhi. Going back to Delhi.
That's it.
Yeah, we wrote.
We're professionals. We do this a lot,
dude. Fucking, this is a good show. I'm very proud of us,
yes,
to say the least.
Yeah,
like we maintained.
Yeah,
we Fast and Loose is our steez.
And I'm a fucking edit this shit tonight, so we ain't got to worry about me putting this shit up Tuesday like I
dude,
did last week.
I don't know what was up with your upload thing.
Monday,
that's
I was
never
a little
dude. It's never taken me 2 hours to upload a fucking show.
That shit doesn't make any sense.
But no, besides that, like I couldn't like that was on Tuesday. No, that was on Monday. On fucking Sunday, I tried to edit the show.
Okay.
Fucking the YouTube MP3 downloader I normally use.
Nowhere.
Nope. I mean, we're doing maintenance. Check back in an hour. Check back fucking Monday. We're doing maintenance. Check back in an hour. Like,
what? Like, no, you can't lie to me.
No.
You can't fool me.
So I had to get some alternate means.
Right on.
Hopefully. But like I said, I'm going to get this shit edited and uploaded. Yeah. Right. I ain't got to make the show post. Because I can do that like I did fucking last week. Tuesday morning. Fucking 6:30.
Yep.
Sitting at work on the phone.
What up? Doing business shit. On the clock always. But no, so
I ain't got no clock at 6:30.
But no, I'm so fucking thank you guys
for trying to hit me up, motherfucker.
we are once again EC3Cast featuring Unabomber coming from Mr. Q Sweat's fucking record.
Okay. Q, I know you're listening. I know you listen to it. You're a devout listener. I'm coming for you.
Yeah, so as always, you can check out our guest shows and guest shows. What? Guest pages. Their DJ pages on the book face at Hickey, at Unabomber, and
it's Rob Unabomber. Also, I got a SoundCloud too. www.soundcloud.
Check out your mixtape. Is it fire?
Fire. And then a little slash, and then DJ_Unabomber. I'm going to be posting the NekoCon mix that I'm doing tomorrow night on that page. Because
we're at day one of the convention.
Yeah.
But also Tonka.
What happened to the Everclear twins?
Dude, I don't even know.
Deep in Everclear.
blah, blah. Oh, shit. I forgot Tonka's DJ name.
Insomnia.
You can check out DJ Insomnia. He has a SoundCloud, too, I believe.
He has SoundCloud as well.
It's probably under DJ Insomnia. Just search it on Facebook. It's going to be linked there. And as always, you can call us. Go to the Facebook page and click fucking call.
Yes.
We ain't got time to tell your phone numbers again. No. You can email us a sultry letter. EC3cast@gmail.com.
Yeah, that one's easy.
You can.
I keep intending to call you guys,
dude. You
got to
do it one time. Leave a voicemail or text us. You can text the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you got Wicked Child everywhere on the interwebs.
Yes.
And you got Dosh Truth and everywhere on the interwebs. DST Blading at Home.
Did you ever change your name on Twitter? Are you still Lightbright?
I'm still Lightbright, holding it strong. I'm gonna learn how to DJ in the next 2 weeks.
Lightbright is going to happen.
So
we're gonna make you a custom fucking board.
If you ain't
board,
so busy
oh
doing
God.
Your hair, you can come over and I'll teach you a DJ.
Listen, man, I had to get my hair done. Just next con weekend.
You gotta get the aesthetic down.
Exactly, bro.
That's the most important thing about DJing, the aesthetic.
Dude, no, if I walk into a club and walk behind the decks, people are like, oh, he's about to throw down some fire right now. He look weird.
And then you get up there and start scratching Rhinestone Cowboy.
Teach you how to scratch too.
Dude, are you gonna teach me how to Dougie as well?
And Dougie.
Yo, what up?
He's gonna fuck a Dougie, he's gonna dab behind the ones and twos.
Fuck.
I'm playing dab tomorrow night. By
there you go.
My dab.
No, so all right. So fucking for Hickey, fucking Tonka, Unabomber, Wicked Child, Dosh Truva saying love life,
love yourself,
love Jello.
We out.
Skirt.
Put him in the coffin.